At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Indeed we are. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen, since we've been in studio. Scraby could not find my mic.
I actually turned on Chris's mic. Chris is not here today.
I don't know why I didn't sit over there. I just thought of it as you said that. I could have sat in the big chair.
They call it the power chair.
The power chair. But I came right to my spot. Welcome in to Gwynn and Chris on this Thursday afternoon, 2:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. It's just us today. Chris Ello out. And talking a little Padre baseball. We got a... 30 mile zone. We got a big five.
Yep.
Some of your favorites.
We're gonna be talking trades later. We're gonna try to stall as much as we can before we actually have to talk about the Padres.
No, we're not. We might as well just let's just jump right into it.
All right, rip the Band-Aid.
Padres come off of a tough road trip. At best it could have been 3-3. They blew, obviously, the last game in Cincinnati, and you knew going into Philadelphia facing the likes of Christopher Sanchez and Zach Wheeler that, you know, it was, runs were going to be tough to come by. Runs had already been tough to come by, and they get tougher when you're facing that kind of pitching. And Padres lose 2 of 3 in Philly. They had the doubleheader yesterday. They took game one. They took advantage of Mick Abel and some pretty pointed words after the game from Mike Shield in terms of the offense. Do we have sound on that, or is it just a quote?
It's just a quote.
So the Padres win game one, a big double by Manny Machado in that second inning. It kind of was a second or fourth. I got to go back and look. But they had a 5-run inning there.
I think it was a second.
It was a second, I think. I think they added one later on. But nonetheless, they went into game two. They had a 1-0 lead, and it's just, you know, it's tough to make a 1-0 lead stand. You know, the Padres have done it multiple times, a lot of times this year with all the shutouts. But offense like that, they found a way. Padres could only muster up to 1 run against Sanchez, who was really good once again. But I go back to Mike Shildt's comments after game one, and I'll read you the quote. He said, if we do that, talking about the approach that the Padres had in game one, this team is going to be virtually unstoppable. It really is. We were very stingy. We weren't going to give them anything that wasn't on the plate, and it was an amazing job. If we're stingy like that, you know there's no absolute in this game, but if you do that with the talent we have in the zone, they're going to have a very dangerous team. And that's what the team did basically all of the second half last year. And that's what they started out doing in April. And they have, I would say, progressively gotten worse in terms of not chasing, forcing pitchers in the zone. And here's the deal. It's easier said than done. Bob Scanlon said that during the post game the other day. Easier said than done. However, they've already shown the ability to do it. It's not as though that it's being asked of them something that we haven't seen them do. They've shown it. They showed it for almost a whole month, and they haven't gotten back to that. And I thought game two was, although, don't get me wrong, Mick Abel was struggling with his command. Padres didn't help at all in that five-run inning, in that five-run second. The same, even though it's harder, and I'm not sitting there saying it's not, when you get the likes of a Wheeler and Sanchez, that's really your best, your only chance if they're on. If they're off and they're leaving pitches in the zone, great, you take advantage. But when you are going into those type of matchups, the one thing you have the most control over is what you're swinging at. And obviously, when you're dealing with that kind of stuff, it looks a certain way, as I pointed out in the game yesterday. I mean, Sanchez is throwing a sinker and a changeup that are virtually doing the same thing at different speeds, and it's hard to tell the difference. But they have shown the ability to do it. And it just feels like in those matchups, although it may start well, eventually it reverts back to out of the zone, chase. I mean, I hate comparing them to that team up north, but that is what the Dodgers do really well, no matter who is pitching on the mound. They have guys that just, they don't chase. They force you in the zone. And sometimes that turns into nine runs. A lot of times it turns into whatever they need to win because they're, you know, running pitch counts. Again, we've seen the Padres do this before. Yeah, they just haven't been able to really accomplish it consistently in the last 2 months.
What's the psychology behind it? Because you obviously have a good game in the game one yesterday, and then you go away from it. But like you said, with the Christopher Sanchez thing, I was watching TV, and they did that, the release
thing.
Point.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can you really figure that one out?
Listen, again, that was two pitches in that sequence to Cronenworth. In that same sequence, he threw two sliders that one, like, nicked the edge on the outside corner, and one, like, missed by inches. Not even inches. Centimeters. And, I mean, but that's what you're dealing with. Nothing was in the middle of the plate at all, with the exception of, I think, the first pitch of the at-bat. He snuck one in, and that's after dealing with the court. Point is, it's not easy, but they have shown the ability to do it. They just haven't shown it consistently in the month, and that has shown. Now, on the bright side, there does seem like there's some reinforcements on the way. Yu Darvish certainly is either going to have another
simulated game,
or he's going to basically be back with the club, it sounds like. So we'll see how that goes. It sounds like King is playing catch like every other day now. So he's been out long enough where he's going to have to build up anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hadn't thrown a baseball in a while. So those are, I think, positive pieces of news moving forward.
Those are positive pieces of news moving forward. And back to Christopher Sanchez for a second. He threw 85 pitches yesterday, 60 of those for strikes.
I think it was 80%.
Yeah, whatever that is. Don't ask me to do math. But it's like, I have a hard time being a fan and thinking, oh, they just ran into a good pitcher. But that's exactly what it is.
And I want to be clear, against Wheeler and Sanchez,
yeah,
for sure.
For sure. Those guys are good, top-of-the-line starting pitchers in baseball.
So was Abbott. And the Padres ran his pitch count up and got him out of there. They ended up winning that game, right? And he came into that start one of the best ERAs in the league at that point. So, again, they're capable of putting good pitching, making it tough on good pitching.
So, like, okay, so you have a good pitcher. Let's just take Christopher Sanchez, for example.
Right.
And he's not throwing balls. And so you're trying to make him throw as many pitches as possible, but then you're down 0-2 and you're, like, swinging at stuff
so
that you shouldn't be swinging at.
That's a great question. So, like, against a guy like Sanchez, you know he's a strike thrower, but he's also an edge thrower, meaning the pitches you're going to see, mind you, I'm left-handed. So he's either running that sinker like inside corner, and I got to be able to beat it. But if I'm concentrating on getting my barrel there, guess what is wide open now. The ball away.
Yeah.
So that slider that he's throwing, or even a sinker away at that point. And so you got to pick a side, basically.
And just hold, wait for
and
it.
And you got to, I mean, that is the I would say, the easier game plan to execute. Versus, all right, I'm a cover out here, and I'm a react in here with the type of velocity and movement he has. On a, I'm just thinking left-handed on left-hander. All right, I'm going to cover the ball away. I'm at 97, 98, whatever it is, sinking. But I also need to be able to react on this ball in. And he's, at this point, especially later in the ballgame, he's established so many pitches, outer third, inner third, outer third, inner third, that when he does mess up and throw one down the middle, it's hard to be ready for it,
yeah,
or be on it.
Yeah.
And this is all happening in, like, real...
Oh, you mean it's motion?
And, you know, the thing that I often don't take into account, right, is back in the day, at least when I was playing, I didn't have a clock that was, like, speeding me up. Like, I got to kind of take my time to, like, process, okay, he just went away. He's missed twice out there. Where is he going to go now? With a clock going, I can only imagine.
Like, he's taking the mound, and I'm getting in the box. I have to be there by eight seconds.
All right, what just happened? He just, okay, fastball in there. He can got that slider out there. He can go. He gets shown he's already can locate it out there, too. It's not like he's missing. Like, I can just see it and spit on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for the good guys, that's the tough part. Like a guy like Mick Abel, who I'm sure at some point has a chance to be good, when you're missing 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, I can sit here all day. It's like, all right, well, you're struggling. I'm just going to look for the ball. You haven't showed no ability to get the strike. I'm just going to look for something in the middle of the plate. You make a mistake. Even for Manny, that bat he doubled on, he said after the game, I missed my first two fastballs. They were, you know. But the fact that this is how you know Mick Abel is not at that level yet, he got a third pitch right in the middle of the plate. Like, you don't see three pitches in the middle of the plate that you can 0-2. He's all right, likely a breaking ball, but I'm going to be ready. Breaking ball right in the middle of the plate. And he hammered it down the left field line. You're not getting three of those center cut pieces with Wheeler or Sanchez.
No.
And so I was happy that they took advantage of the young dude out there that was struggling. But I almost expect that from them. Against the good guys are the ones where it's like, all right, this is the perfect time. This is the time where you have to be able to execute that to give yourself the best chance to beat a Wheeler or Sanchez. And they did that early against Sanchez. There was like a brief little window there where you got Tatian, he manufactured a run, but you got to be able to create at least another one of those. And on the flip side, pitching's got to be able to hold up fourth and fifth inning, continue to, for whatever reason, to plague Dylan Cease. His outings, with the exception of maybe
you take
two
out
or
the
three,
second time through, he's really good.
With the exception of two or three outings where it was clear from the very beginning he didn't have it, I think his outings start very similarly. First three innings, cruising. And then for whatever crazy reason, fourth, fifth inning become a problem. He didn't even get – he gave up the two runs in each of those innings, and that was really all he gave up at that point. It was just those two innings.
Yeah, he usually, like, I've mentioned this a couple times, but I went through his game log, and he doesn't really give up more than three runs.
Right.
If he does, it's a lot of runs.
And it's in that fourth and fifth inning.
It's in the fourth and fifth inning, and it's so weird how it goes from people can't hit him to guys, everybody can hit him.
To can't hit
to
him
no
at all.
No one can hit him.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing, and I don't understand.
I would love to hear, you know, what's behind that. All right, let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. More Padre talk.
I got to talk to you about something, though.
Okay. And what Scraby wants to talk to me about.
It's about your assignment.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, let's definitely talk about that. On the other side, more Gwen and Chris on the other side.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here in the Odyssey Palace, 97.3 The Fan. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello has the day off. Got a long weekend ahead. You know, that doubleheader gave us the day off yesterday. So Chris gets five-day weekend instead of three-day weekend like I do. And then you get a no-day weekend.
I didn't get the day off.
You should get a no-day weekend. What did you guys do between the games?
Me and Jesse went and got dinner.
Do you guys leave the stadium or you stay in the stadium?
This was like one of the best calls of the year so far. So the bus was leaving, and it had been raining. And so we get on the bus. I got on the bus about 15 minutes early. So I'm like sitting on the bus, and Don's on there, and Jesse and Mud come out sitting on the bus, and you know Pete, our traveling security is like the bus time comes. He's like, "What do you guys want to do? You want to wait 5 minutes, or you want to just go?" And like, no one really wanted to say, "Let's wait 5 minutes."
Yeah, but no one wanted to go here.
And then because we knew it was gonna, we just all felt like it was gonna get canceled.
Yeah,
but no one wanted to be like, "No, let's wait 5 minutes." You know, so we kind of sit there in silence. And finally, Jesse was like, "Let's just wait 5 minutes." And like, right on like 4:35, it's like, "All right, game's banged. Go on, you guys." So we didn't even take off from the hotel. Got out.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it was a great call. Because otherwise, what would have happened if we would have even left? Like, we could have been, like, just pulled off. We would have continued on because the bus has to bring everybody back. Field doing nothing, waiting to go back.
Is Dave Marcus still there?
Dave Marcus was there already. He went on one of the earlier buses.
Because we were doing the early show this week, and Dave texted me at, like, 11 one morning. "Hey, can we test the
11 your time?"
Like,
so it was
Dave,
two their time. So yeah, for sure, he was definitely
there. You were there 4.5 hours early.
Yeah, no, that's Dave Marcus.
Let's talk about Dave Marcus, because I'm so happy that Kevin Acey wrote this in the newsletter today. Because
Wait, about Dave Marcus?
No, about you replacing Mudcat on TV.
Oh yeah,
I am so happy that something was said, because everybody's been asking me. And I keep telling everyone, it's a nothing burger.
It is a nothing burger. These deals are these schedules are made like in January. So like, this wasn't like we knew it was coming all this whole time. And, you know, as far as I know, it's just about getting us acclimated on both ends of it. I've been doing games on TV every year since I've been here with the Padres.
Yeah.
The only difference this year is I've done some on the road versus all of them at home. That's truly the only difference from what has been. It's happened to have been in series like the Dodgers and Philly. So I get it.
And the sleuths out there are like, well, Tony only fills in when Mudd is gone, but Mudd's actually on the radio right now and Tony's there. So yeah, that means Tony is taking over TV.
Nothing like that is happening. Mudd is the OG, man. I love that dude. He's like a uncle for me. So
he hasn't really done much radio from what I was reading in his career. And listening to him, like, radio is really good for Mudd because he's able to expound, like, even more so
right.
than he does on TV.
Mudd is awesome either way. But, yeah, no, I haven't seen any of the conversation, but I've heard some of the conversation. So
I even asked you last week. I was like, can you tell me something?
Yeah, no, I hope that clears it up.
It should, because this is what AC wrote in his newsletter. A Padres spokesman said the recent switches were to give both men experience in the different mediums, but that no permanent change was planned for the foreseeable future. So,
boom.
There.
There you go.
We put it to bed.
I'll be back on there again. I think the series at home against Philly will be my next one.
Okay. That is the last series before the All-Star break.
Correct.
So you got Rangers coming into town. You got four with the Diamondbacks. You got three with the Phillies. And then you have the All-Star break. You see Jerickson Profar hit a home run in his
first
return
Diamondback,
yesterday.
I did see that.
The jokes were aplenty on social media.
I'm sure they were. Low-hanging fruit.
It is low-hanging fruit. I came across this ESPN article, and we're going to talk to Sam Levitt here at 2:40 just about everything that's going on. And we're also going to talk about this.
Is Sam coming in the studio? Or
no, he's on the phone, actually. Okay. Yeah, you know, he did 12 hours yesterday, so or whatever
it
was.
Good for him.
Good for him. It's a baseball way of life.
Yes, it is.
And we are going to talk about this Guardians pitcher.
This.
Yes, Luis Ortiz at 3 o'clock, because we're not going to make any bets, but there has been a suspension by baseball Guardians Luis Ortiz, or he's been placed on administrative leave through the All-Star break as they investigate bets that were made, and we'll get into it. It's kind of crazy, but we'll get into it. I was reading this article earlier from ESPN, and they listed every single team, and they said this is the person that they should trade for. And the Padres had someone very interesting. They said to trade for Marcell Ozuna.
And what is that going to cost?
A lot, but he's not having the best year that he's ever had.
Read his numbers.
I got to go get his numbers.
I'll get his number. You go ahead. Finish your statement.
Okay, well, this is what the little blurb says about it. The Padres have used their DH slot to give Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, and others an occasional day off in the field, but it hasn't worked, with the Padres ranking near the bottom of MLB and OPS at DH. Ozuna's June slump is a concern, but his OBP would be the best on the team and help boost an offense that ranks in the bottom third in NL in runs per game. Now, there's a couple things with Marcell Ozuna that I think about. The cost is going to be high, I'm assuming. The fan reaction to it.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Like, are we to a point where he has, for lack of a better phrase, done his time? Or are we still holding him accountable for what happened a few years ago when he was suspended by baseball?
That's a good question. I think everybody has moved on, at least in Atlanta. I don't know that we know the answer to that. It'll certainly come up. You know that.
I just never thought Marcell Ozuna would be mentioned with the Padres.
He's only mentioned in this
article. In this article,
in this article,
yeah.
By
which,
the way.
Which I thought was interesting because I hadn't seen it.
Where is this from?
ESPN. So it was like a bunch of, it was all of them putting it together. But they did it for each team and they said trade for Ozuna.
I know Alex Anthopoulos has already said they're not selling, no matter what.
No matter what?
Yes. He went on a Atlanta radio station and basically said, we're not selling, we're looking to add. And so I don't know if that was, I think that was before they fell behind the Marlins in the standings, which, you know, I'm sure is not a...
It's been a tough year for the Braves.
It has.
It's been a very tough year for the Braves.
It has. So they're getting some reinforcements back. I know Jerickson won't be eligible for the postseason,
yeah.
But he can still certainly help them get to the postseason.
That's going to be weird. Like, say Jerickson has this, like, crazy second half, and then he's just not allowed
to play. It'll be a reminder. Like, you know, that's the consequence.
The only other thing about Marcell Ozuna that I think is not working in the Padres' favor is that he's a free agent next year. So it would be
a rental. Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
And he's making $16 million this year. So I'm not sure that Marcell Ozuna is the right guy. That is a lot of money, especially.
I mean, Is he the right guy? I mean, I think he could be the right guy. I mean, but if you're doing that, I think that also means you are committed to playing Gavin in left field more often, because Marcel is, I don't know, when's the last time he's been in the outfield?
He's probably been DH for
quite a bit. So,
well, let me ask you about that, because now that Gavin Sheets is playing better defense, and I would like to throw Chris under the bus real quick while he's not here, and he said it was irresponsible for the Padres to play Gavin Sheets
in left
field.
I remember when he said that. I referred to it the other day when I said that everybody was losing their mind about him playing left field.
Well, hitting the wall twice did make everybody pause.
He hit the wall once.
His chalk line's still on the wall out there. But now that he's playing like good enough defense to cover left field, do you think that they need to trade for a left fielder? Or can Gavin Sheets be the everyday left fielder for the rest of the year?
I think it would be good to get a right-handed outfielder.
In a trade.
However you're going to get him, yes, I think it would be good. I think that gives you the option to DH Gavin more.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you some more flexibility against left-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. I would say you still get one.
Do you think that there's like... Do you think that time not is running out because there's still a lot of season left, but do you think that AJ needs to make something happen sooner than the trade deadline?
I don't think there's a difference between, at least currently, we're talking, between right now and July 30th.
Because we're not there yet, or?
Unless it's a significant move, I don't see it changing anything. In that, like, if you do it now versus waiting, you know. I think that the market's going to develop more.
Yeah.
If you wait, you're going to see, because there's a lot of teams that are in it still right now.
Yeah.
If you do it now, you may not have all the options available to you. Now it starts to get down the road, and you see that nobody's really moving, and everybody's okay. Then you kind of go from there. But yeah, if you can make a move now, make one. But if you can't, you got to let it.
Because there's teams like the Diamondbacks who no one really knows what they're going to do at
right.
the deadline.
They could be a team that's like, we got to move some of these guys.
The Guardians, too. I've seen Stephen Kwan on a list for the Padres because he is coming up on a contract. So Stephen Kwan, I don't know, is what they're looking for, but he is a left fielder.
Yeah, I don't know if Kwan's the guy. You already got Luis. I don't think you need...
Yeah, you don't need two contact guys.
It's not even... I just don't know if that's... He's left-handed, too. You know, it's you got two lefties...
Doesn't make a righty.
Two lefties don't make a righty.
Two lefties don't make a righty.
That's right.
All right, everybody out there, I hope you're having a great day, because it feels like a holiday already in this building, for real. Like, Tony and I think, are the only people in this building.
It is empty in this bad boy.
It is empty. And we always get the email. Chris and I said this the other day. We get the email saying, everybody's allowed to leave at noon on Thursday.
No one, that means everybody's like, I'm not coming in at all then.
But that is exactly what that means. So we'll be with you until 6 p.m. I'm going to talk more about trades a little bit later in the show, but when we get back, we're going to get Sammy Lev's thoughts on the Padres, what they need to do going forward, and the series against the Rangers over the weekend. Stick around, 97.3 The Fan.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
We're going to catch up with Sammy Lev here in just a couple minutes. Tony said, ooh, what's going on over there, Tony?
Instagram is going on over there.
Instagram. I didn't quite say, stand by, like Dave Marcus does.
No, you don't.
I usually go, here we go. And everybody scrambles for their headphones.
We just kind of came on air there. I didn't know, wasn't quite ready for it. But yeah, yeah. 2:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Not here. Matt Scraby is. And we will have Sam Levitt joining us here shortly to talk a little Padre baseball.
He had a long day yesterday, Tony. I don't know if you know.
I can't wait to hear him complain about his day.
He's not going to complain to you, out of all people. He texted me last night. What's wrong? You had a day off. And I'm like, what?
Oh, he was coming in hot.
Like, what? I didn't do anything.
He was a little grouchy after his 12-hour day.
Well, I mean, after the postponement of the game on Tuesday, you know, I stayed. Chris and I went from, like, Chris went to 2:30. I stayed till 3, and then Sam took over 3 to 5. And so we kind of had to piecemeal it together like that. And yeah. Then we had to replay our show from 5 to 6. And guess what I caught on the way to, I was going on a walk. El Mutante.
El Mutante.
I caught that. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. But yeah, we'll talk to Sam in just a second. El Mutante. Just go back to Tuesday's Big Five.
That was a phenomenal Chris Ello moment.
That was maybe the best Chris Ello moment, is that one right there, El Mutante. It's pretty crazy. Go back to Tuesday in the Big Five if you want to know what we're talking about, because that's an exclusive club that you have to hear. But before we get Sam on the phone, your Lakers signed.
Before that, I just want to talk about how the off day was nice to have in the middle.
Oh.
But you knew what was coming on the backside of that, which is
pain and suffering.
A doubleheader that, you know, Phillies didn't want to do us no favors at this point.
You know what I thought about? I was like, they want their gate.
They want their gate. And they want separate gates.
So they want separate gates.
So we couldn't have like a game to start at one and then, you know, run it back immediately.
Or, yeah.
Or I would have even taken the 12:05, 5:05. Bad boy. Just a little, give us a chance to get home a little earlier.
So for everybody who doesn't know what time the Padres got home last night, what time did you get home last night?
I think we landed at 1:20.
Oof.
And then, you know, bus from the airport to the stadium, and then you got to wait for the truck with all the bags coming. So, you know, I didn't lay my head on my pillow till about 2:55.
Do the players... Do they need to wait for their stuff, or do they just go home?
A lot of them bounce. Like they
I was
going to
say, because they'll be back tomorrow.
They don't even need to. They don't need to wait. you know, we got a couple guys that joined the trip mid-trip, so they had to wait for their bags.
Yes.
But yeah, some of them they don't waste no time with that bag. All right. Scravy's gonna get you. Get is he on the phone now?
I'm getting him on the phone.
All right, Scravy's getting him on the phone now. Yes, my Lakers did. I think took a gamble on the big man Deonte Ayton. 2-year deal with I think the second year's a player option. We'll see how it goes. What I do know about Ayton is that I've seen him with my own eyes, basically quit. Not like quit, like, I mean, just he just wasn't interested in playing basketball anymore. So we'll get to that at another time. Let's go to our phone lines where Sam Levitt joins us. Sam, I heard you had a long day yesterday, buddy.
Oh, I did, but nothing I can't handle. little doubleheader, double dip, and we got through it, and the Padres at least got one win, so we're doing just fine.
They did. Sam, obviously a tough road trip for the Pods. They go 2-4. They had an opportunity to probably go 3-3. They blew that last game in Cincinnati. I mean, just give me your takeaway from what you saw over the six games on the road.
Well, I think obviously you want to win series, which they didn't do, but I do think they faced a couple of really good teams. I think the Reds are going to be in the mix here until the end, and they've got a great manager in Terry Francona, and obviously we know the Phillies are a really, really good team. So you faced a couple of good teams. You went 2-4, not ideal. You also didn't get swept in either of those series. Look, I think yesterday was sort of a microcosm of their whole situation, honestly, in the sense of, I think it's pretty clear they are not playing their best baseball, certainly offensively, in the big picture of their season, it's going to be incredibly important, one way or another, for them to start just simply scoring more runs and having their stars be more like stars, having Fernando, you know, in particular, really start to get it going. However, you wake up this morning and they're sitting in a playoff spot, and it's not like they went out there yesterday and got swept in a doubleheader. It still feels like they've been able to keep things afloat and tread water despite, I think, pretty clearly not playing their best baseball, especially offensively. So I sort of felt like yesterday was the microcosm of everything, right? You find a way to win one of those games. It wasn't a perfect day, but I feel like they continue to tread water with the current state of the roster and their pitching injuries and the way their offense has performed. But obviously, I think in the big picture, there's no doubt to me to get to where they ultimately want to go. They are going to have to start playing just an overall better brand of baseball, especially offensively.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. I think you said it right. It was a microcosm of what the Padres have been over the last 2 months. Really, of baseball, maybe a little less than 2 months. But, you know, I agree with everything you said. It's still, they're still in the spot where they are in striking distance of being able to, you know, grab a playoff spot. They still got time to make this a division deal move into September. Seems like a long shot now, but remember last year they closed the gap and got close. And they're at that point where, remember, the Dodgers have played, you know, even though they've been hurt, they've played, they haven't hit a really bad patch yet. They've kind of been pretty consistent all year. What do you got on yesterday's, Pivetta? I mean, once again, where would this Padre ball club be without Nick Pivetta? He has really been kind of the stopper at this point. When the Padres absolutely have to have a win, he seemingly is the one that provides it.
Yeah, I think you look at his overall performance, Tony, and I think he's been great, right? I mean, have there been a couple of inconsistencies? Sure. But I think, you know, everything with guys like Pivetta, and I put Sheets in that mix as well, you've got to put it in the context of what the expectations were when they signed, right? I mean, Nick Pivetta was not signed to be the number one, number two guy, right? This is a guy who, you know, before this season, really had, you know, good numbers at times, but sort of an inconsistent career, right? When you look at the overall numbers, and has shown up, and he's been so important for a rotation that has dealt with so many injuries, and he's been great. If you're giving out first half grades, I give Nick Pivetta an A. You know, He's been really, really good and has been, to your point, Tony, a stopper, and has been thrust into to basically the number one, number two spot of this rotation because of the injury. So I don't think you can say enough about how good he's been. I mean, yesterday, you know, that Phillies lineup's a really good one, and he did a great job, and he's done mostly a great job this season. So as far as a first half grade for Nick Pivetta, I don't know how it's not an A. To me, he's been thrust into a position he really wasn't supposed to be in, right? I mean, you looked at him when he signed in spring training, like, okay, your rotation's probably, if you're giving out numbers, King, C, Starvish, somewhere, a 1-3, however you want to rank them, and then Pivetta, right?
Yeah, right.
Because you just didn't know what the, you didn't know what he was going to be, but, you know, considering the injuries, I think he's been outstanding. To me, he's an A, a home run, if you will, in the first half of the season.
You know, Sammy Lev joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. You hear his voice on the pre and post game on, you know, every game of the year, and you also hear him on our station from time to time. Sam, you know, I thought Mike Shield had some pretty pointed comments after game one of yesterday's game about the team's approach, and it's something that I've kind of noticed has kind of, I'd say, regressed since the end of April, where, you know, a matchup like Sanchez and Wheeler, although, would be extremely tough. In that month of April, and even going back to really all of the second half, they made those outings for those type of pitchers tougher. Where, you know, although they may throw up a 1, a 0, or a 2, they had to use a lot of pitches to do it. We haven't really seen that type of approach. We saw it a little bit in the Mick Abel start. Obviously not as nearly talented as those other two guys I mentioned, but what have you seen in terms of approach? What did you think of Mike Schilt's comments in particular?
Well, I thought they did a good job in game one. I mean, you know, Mick Abel, he couldn't throw a strike, and he walks in a couple of guys, and then, you know, as he should, Manny takes advantage of it, right, and finds a pitch he can hit, and he balloons it into a 5-run inning. But look, I think, you know, you have not seen the last couple of months that type of, you know, and look, Tony, I don't pretend to be a hitting guru, so I'm always a little bit hesitant to, like, get into approach and things like that, because it's probably the part of the game where it's hardest for me to really comment on. However, I will say this, just as far as offensively, and I think one of the key differences between the last couple of months to who they were in the beginning of the season and going back to last year, really throughout the season, we just haven't seen them be able to wear pitchers down and also string together innings like they did last year and like they did early in the season. Now, is that about approach? Is that more a reflection about A, guys struggling, and B, the fact that the bottom third of the order, it's been tough for them to be part of that, right? I mean, when you talk about stringing together big innings, it's got to be 1-9 if you're going to do that consistently. They haven't had the bottom third of the order, which really allows them to do it. And quite frankly, there have been other spots in the lineup, you know, with Fernando, where, you know, they haven't played well enough to where they've really been able to be that offense again. So do I think it's in there for them? I hope. You know, they just haven't been able to put together those types of innings that they so consistently did last year and in the very early part of the season. And, you know, I guess you could probably look at approach and not wearing down pitchers like they've done in the past. And also, I think it's a bit of just the lineup and how it's constructed as well. I think to me, it's when they've struggled offensively, it's a mix of those two things.
Talking to Sammy Lev here, 97.3 The Fan. Sam, you have dealt with Mike Schilt all year long in the scrums and everything, so I'm going to try to have you decode something for me, because he was saying you, Darvish, or it was in the newsletter this morning that you, Darvish, may be called up for Sunday's game, and here's the quote from Mike Schilt when asked about whether or not it's you, Darvish, for Sunday. He said, quote, could be. Could not be. We haven't made that decision. I'm not saying it is him. I'm not saying it is him. So I tend to believe that Mike Schilt is telling us that Yu Darvish is going to be pitching Sunday. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what I'll say. I feel like I would have to, and Mike, I don't believe, said this on camera or on recording, because we would have played it.
Yeah,
this probably happened afterwards. after the cameras were done rolling, after I would assume probably game two of the doubleheader. That's my assumption, not knowing exactly when Kevin got the quote. To be honest, and I wonder if Tony would agree, I would have to see him say it, honestly, to know if there's a likelihood that you is pitching this weekend, or if this is more of we're not going to tell you. I would have to see
That's a great call.
Mike sometimes says things with a certain smirk on his face that would totally indicate to me there's a high likelihood he's pitching Sunday, but he could also say it in a way where it's like, hey, we'll tell you when we tell you.
I'm coming from a man who spends every day in the scrum with it. It's very accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see him say it, to be totally honest. I'd have to see him say it. I don't know. But I just will say this on the Yu Darvish thing. You know, look, I think when you look at him throwing, I think it was 64 pitches in that last sim game at Lake Elsinore. Mm-hmm. Like, it does make you start to wonder, and especially as we get deeper and deeper into the schedule of, hey, if he, like, put it this way, is he really going to go throw 70-something pitches in a sim game? I mean, at some point, to me, it just makes sense. If you're going to throw, it might as well be in a major league game. Now, I think we all understand a big part of this has been used recovery and his ability, it seems, to bat every 5 days, which is totally fair. That seems to be what slowed down the comeback the first time. So I don't know how much of a question that still is, but it would make all the sense in the world if he's already up to 60-something, 70-something pitches for the Padres and Yu Darvish to look at this and say, hey, if you're going to throw pitches, let's not have it be in a sim game. Let's not have it be in some rehab game in the minor leagues. Let's do it in the major leagues and make them count. And, you know, hopefully you're in a spot where you can throw 5-6 days later. And to me, that would make all the sense in the world. So I believe it. But as far as the Mike Schilt part of it, I got to see. I would have to see him say it, honestly. I don't know how to read that quote without seeing it.
That's fair, because a couple weeks ago I heard him giving all the media a hard time about Yu Darvish and where he would be pitching. Would he be at a high school locally? Would he be in Arizona? Would he be here? Would he be there? So I can totally see why you would want to see Mike Schilt say that. But I'm just going to choose to believe Yu Darvish is going to be pitching.
It's a very accurate assessment of Mike Schilt and that smirk. Versus, we'll let you know. We'll tell you. Don't call us. We'll call you. Type deal.
You know what I found about Mike Schilt? If you listen to him, he does tell you things.
100%.
You just have to listen close.
Yeah, you gotta listen, and his facial expressions also are giveaways sometimes. Last one for me, Sam. Obviously, we're in the month of July. End of this month is the deadline. How fast do you think the market will materialize in? You start to see at least, not necessarily actual moves, but movement towards moves.
Yeah. Well, it's a good question. I mean, I think we've been talking here in San Diego about the necessity for moves for so long that I think we've kind of forgot. And I think part of it is last year as well, the fact that the Arise move was so early in such an unusual way. I think we forgot that typically these things don't happen until we get really close to the deadline, right? Like even significant trades, I mean, I feel like you don't see a lot of that until you get into late July, or at least most of them. So, you know, look, I think we all understand that there are clear spots where the Padres can upgrade. And I would assume if they want to make a real run at this thing, they're going to have to upgrade one way or another. I just don't know here on July 3rd, you know, if that's going to come anytime in the next couple of weeks. I mean, to me, I would still imagine, just based on what we know about how this usually goes, that movement starts later in the month. And as we get towards the very end of the month and you see the flurry of moves that we typically see at the very end, like the Padres had last year with the Scott and Adam trades, and like they had in 23, you know, obviously it was a different kind of deadline, but with Rich Hill and G-Man Choi and the moves they made that year to kind of solidify the roster. So, look, I would still say, even though their needs are very pressing, I still would expect that's going to be a couple of weeks away, at least. That doesn't mean AJ Preller's not trying. I'm sure he is. But, you know, the market doesn't tend to move that early with the trade deadline. What we saw with Luis Arraez in May last year, that's really, really rare.
That surprised everybody, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've forgot how this typically works. And, you know, it's not easy when you have a clear need and, you know, in May or early June to just go out there and make some big deal, right? It's, yeah. It's just not. So, and I think it also depends what the price points are, right? So,
more teams still think they're in it this early as well.
Of course. Of course. I mean, I know you're coming up against the break, but look at the National League. I mean, there are like seven teams within, I think the other day it was four games of one another,
yeah.
You know, from the top of the wild card to the teams on the outside looking in. So I think there's a lot of factors, and we shall see. But obviously there are upgrades that I do think are pretty obvious, as I would imagine you guys agree.
No doubt about it. Sam, as always, man, appreciate you coming on and
spending
some time with us.
All right, guys. See ya. Thanks.
See ya.
Sam Levitt, as always, on point.
I'm looking forward to seeing if Sam has like a 4th of July suit he's wearing tomorrow. Sam seems like a guy who would have a 4th of July suit. He's still on the phone right now, too.
that would be something. All right, let's get to break.
Oh, wait. He said, say it again, Sam.
I don't have a suit. It'll probably be casual tomorrow. Okay. Day game.
Okay. Fair enough. Sam Levitt, as always, appreciate you coming on. Daily Gambit up next. Luis L. Ortiz. We'll get into it. You might want to know who that is. You're going to find out.
Oh,
Morgan and Chris.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.